o'clock, so the law, I have 2 o'clock. We'll call the Yamhill Water Advisory Committee meeting to order. Can I get a roll call?
Well, here.
Well, here.
Adam's here.
Jensen here. And we welcome Shannon from City of Carlton to be with us today. Any public comment before we get into our discussion?
I just have a couple of questions. I was looking to, Patty Perrin, 215 North Maple Street. I just had a couple of questions, and I think they'd be more for Jason to answer. And some of these are older. So back in October of last year, the mayor wanted you to look at the UGB and the buildable land that was available. I know that that's been done since then, the one over the 57 homes. Mm-hmm. Is the only other one, the one down here on Olive, is that the only other, at this point, buildable land left? It's just a small...
Yeah, so from my understanding, yes, I know it's a benefit to have John online because I know there is some confusion with some of the outlining property that's within the city boundaries also. So, but I do know that's zoned R3 over there. So, John, can you talk to any of that or speak to any of that?
So with respect to property in the UGB, there's also property on the west side of Olive.
There's 5 acres there. My memory serves me right. It's the 5 acres right along Olive Street.
Yeah. That's the one. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And then the other question is back in January, a year ago, and it was after the new Yamhill Park Estates was done, there was an issue with the stormwater system. And the only reason that I'm asking this is I talked to a couple of homeowners down in that area. It's been a while back now. And where the water flows through there when there's a overflow or whatever the heck it is, the property that is just behind those houses, it has grass on it and it was flat, like water had just been running through there. And one of the homeowners actually had a vehicle that was parked back in that back area. And when the water flows through there, their vehicle was flooded. And then a homeowner adjacent, their lower level got flooded. And I heard just from talking to different people that there's still an issue with this. Obviously not within the last few months. Mm-hmm. But when it rains, is that still an ongoing issue? Because my understanding is the homeowner has tried to contact the city about that, and they've gotten no results, no response from the city at all.
So as far as Public Works is concerned, I mean, and we worked with AKS on this, that bioswale that was put into play there off that new subdivision, we did raise that up to have more capturability. Also, you know, just recently we fixed a leak that was in that area where there was possibly water running out. So, and we've mitigated as many problems as we can down there. I mean, that is the Yamhill ditch. That is our storm collection system. So, you know, we've done everything we can at this point to kind of rectify that whole situation in that ditch. I mean, it's just, you know, I've stated this before, once ODOT tied in everything across 47 there, mm-hmm. I mean, it added more problems to the issue that was already at hand. But as far as Public Works is concerned, we've done everything to mitigate and, you know, try to work within that issue and kind of solve it. I mean, the last thing we can do, and that's in our master plan, is to start cleaning out that ditch line and making it.
Is that something that the builder should have taken care of before?
No. Mm-hmm. That's completely on the city.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I think those are the only two questions that I had. Thank you.
Okay.
Excuse me, Chair Johnson. Yeah. Marcy Houdinas, Councilor Houdinas, join the meeting.
All right. So Marcy's online. All right. With committee Suppose that we table all the old business. Mm-hmm. There's no, I think, that stuff we're working on. We still don't have the reports. So this time I'd like to table all that until our November meeting. If the committee's in favor of that.
Yes, yes.
And we'd like to move on. Our primary function today is we wanted to have a discussion with Carlton. Thank Shannon for coming and meeting with us. Maybe we'd ask kind of where Carlton's at the moment. I know we met with you folks about a year ago, roughly, and had some discussions, I think, with you and Mendel, and maybe you could just kind of enlighten us to where you're at today and what you're looking at.
Is it in regard to future water supply?
Future water supply.
So Carlton is in the process of, excuse me, one moment, this is my public works director.
Hey, Brad.
It's, you can either do it by Zoom or the Yamhill City Hall. Nope, I'm here. Yep. Thanks.
Did you need me to email him some information?
Yeah, maybe that would be a good idea. My apologies.
No problem.
Carlton is in the process of looking, trying to be proactive towards the future, much like you are with the city of Yamhill. And when it comes to water, I don't believe there can be enough redundancy. So as you are aware, we do have a connection with the city of McMinnville. And we're talking to the city of McMinnville about formalizing an emergency intertie agreement. And then we'll talk to them about future water supply. That discussion's been going on for a very long period of time. But we were also aware that the city of Hillsborough might be an option. So we started talking with the city of Hillsborough. And again, I don't believe when it comes to water, there can be enough redundancy. And so we were looking at the feasibility of whether this might be an option, if the city of Hillsborough was even interested in entertaining taking us on as a customer in the future. We made some very preliminary check-ins with like farmers along the route that might be impacted along the route, county officials of whether they might be supportive about additional interconnection. And we mentioned it in passing when we were talking to our state representative about other projects. We mentioned this as an opportunity. And Senator Boquist was very excited about the possibility. And so we're working with him with the upcoming session just to get him some preliminary ideas of what he might need in order to see if there might be some state funding available. And that's really where we're at, is just putting feelers out in the water. Sorry for the pun. and just seeing where this goes and just looking at all options available to us, so that as a city and as a region, we're proactively looking at our future water sustainability, whether that's in a drought and we just need to supplement our supply in the drought months, or whether that means in the future we're buying 100% from somebody else.
So. Well, kind of where we've been at, we've met with McMinnville, as you know, we've looked at them, we've kind of, this committee's kind of narrowed it down to the most feasible thing for the city of Yamhill is to go north and tie in with Hillsborough. We have submitted a letter of intent to the city of Hillsborough, and so we're got our foot in the door with them, I guess. And kind of what we were looking at and what we've been kind of starting leaning towards is tying in at Patton Valley and Mount Richmond, where their line comes down from the Cherry Grove area. That was their recommendation to us, is a tying point we had talked about, you know, coming down 47 from Gaston. We kind of looked at that a little bit. That's about a 7-mile stretch, I think. And John can correct me if I'm wrong, but about a 7-mile stretch.
From Gaston to here.
To Gaston to here. Our Mount Richmond route is about a 5-mile, 5.5-mile stretch. And the reason we were kind of looking at the Mount Richmond route was, one, it would be on county roads. We wouldn't have to have state permitting. And two, we could drop in and actually tie into our transmission line from our water plant to the reservoirs, so that water coming in from Hillsborough would actually go to our reservoirs instead of just into distribution. And so that's what we were kind of looking at as a route, as a tie-in. And correct me if I'm wrong, I did hear that you guys were looking at possibly using the old railroad line to go north. That came to pass. Is that still the kind of your guys' thoughts?
That was a preliminary thought right now. We have not solidified any agreement from the county, so I wouldn't want to overstep and speak with the county at this point in time. I think while we're exploring these, where we're at is at a very early stage of the game, is we want, obviously a connection is going to take a lot of capital funding. And so we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. So we're trying to take it in incremental steps. And so I can say that idea was floated, but I can't tell you that that's where we're going. We're digging up the shovels tomorrow.
I don't know, kind of my thought. I mean, the Mount Richmond thoughts, we can dump into our reservoirs. It is kind of, I think, key for us. And Jason and Paul, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that was kind of our thoughts, is that that water would be coming into our reservoirs. We could still keep our plant online. And what we were looking at is kind of a blend that we would take so much from them a day just to keep that. So we didn't have to flush that 5.5 miles line every year. If we decided we needed it for an emergency, we'd just keep a
continuous flow.
So it was always going.
These would be going to your finished water reservoirs?
It would go to our 1 million gallon reservoirs. And I mean, I'd like the idea if we can do something with Carlton. Mm-hmm. I know we kind of kicked around the idea. We currently have a new 18 inch line from our reservoirs to town. And then we have a 12 inch line from Pike Road that runs up through the school district and ends over here at 240. Kind of thought was, if we continued that 12 inch out to the school bus barn and hit the railroad bed there, if Carlton wanted to tie in, we could tie in there. And I believe John said that that would flow enough water between that 18 and that 12 to provide Carlton what they would need, if that was an option or feasible.
Yeah, so what do you need? What are you thinking of using this water in addition that you're going to use daily, or like an emergency supply?
So right now we know what our source is capable of handling as far as households. And so we're looking at the increase in drought conditions that we're experiencing every summer. And we're looking at our potential build out rate and where our source and that build out rate may meet its capacity. And so we're currently in discussions of, well, one, we want to have something in case of emergency. I think we all do. So that's number one priority. Number two is that if we need supplemental in drought months, or if our build out capacity exceeds our source capacity, we want to be able to supplement our water source. We have done and are completing a large amount of upgrades to our water treatment plant. And that'll take us for another 15, 20 years. And so we have 15 to 20 years to figure out if we want to stay in the water business or if we want to get out of the water business.
Did I answer
your question?
So, you're planning ahead. What kind of supply, really like the size of pipe, if you're going to run it down railroad grade? What
size of pipe? Yeah. So we're a few steps before having an answer for you for that one. We're not quite at that detail level at this point.
Yeah, I think, just for us, just to express to you, Shannon, I think we just wanted to speak openly and just so we could let you know what our thoughts were, just kind of have an open plan and open discussion, just to kind of relay some information back and forth, kind of in an open platform so that, you know, once we get to that stage, which, like you said, the capital that's going to take to get there is going to be quite significant, but at least that both sides are kind of in the same direction, obviously, right? Like we have this kind of mindset that we know what you guys need, we know what we need. So once we go back into these meetings with Hillsborough, we know what direction we need to go, right? So I just kind of want to put that out there. It's not more or less.
It seems reasonable. I mean, we're two cities that are 3 miles apart. That if we thought of ourselves more as a water district. I mean, I don't know how all that works, but.
I personally just like where you guys are at. You know, I mean, just the forethought, we kind of just wanted to jump on board with you guys. And, you know, we're similar in the same aspect that we want that redundant source. It's just more or less like having your guys' input to how to get there, right? And, you know, as far as size of line and the mapping and how distribution is going to work. I mean, we'll get to that point later down, but right now this meeting is more or less just about, hey, you know, we want to work with you guys.
So, you know, as well as I do, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but the capital needed for this type of project is huge.
When
we've been talking to Senator Boquist, we've talked about the regionalization and the fact that it'd be coming from Hillsborough, going past Yamhill down into Carlton, and obviously covering a few other districts as well, and some farmland and other things. So that is one of the reasons he's very excited, is a more regional solution. So what he has asked of us is, we've given him some very preliminary information about our water line and the concept. He's asked for us to put together some, for lack of a better term, marketing type material, a flyer of sorts. And that flyer would have information about Carlton's water system, Yamhill's water system, some of the other entities that might benefit, even if it isn't in this initial connection, but maybe in the future, that let's say Yamhill and Carlton receive some funding from the state, that we would have hookups along the line should somebody want to hook up at in the future, because the line is there, further promoting the regionalization. He wants that sort of marketing type of material developed by the end of the year for his needs. And so we would be reaching out, working with Jason, getting information about specifics about the water system for Yamhill to put together in this flyer for the senator, making sure it's what the senator needs. If it's looking promising, then yes, we need to start working on what size of line. And a lot of that might happen we might receive, you never know how state funding is going to get. We may ask for the whole kit and caboodle, and we may receive funding for a portion of planning the project, which will give us more opportunity to look at the feasibility of the railroad grade. What type of line do we need? Are we going to need booster stations? Are we going to need something to handle any pressure differences? So that'll allow us to do that. I would expect any sort of funding, we're going to want to do that step first. This isn't, we're going to fix it in a year, even if we get that funding. We're going to have to use our engineers, our resources, all of our knowledge to be able to turn what's feasible in the best utilization of our taxpayer dollars.
Shannon, how many water districts does Carlton support outside the city?
But before I open my mouth and stick my foot in, Brian is here. Brian, is there just two, or is there more than two water districts that we support? Brian, you are very garbled. But... No. Sorry, Brian. Can he chat? Does he have the ability to
think we have chat capacity.
Okay.
What we could do is if you want to call him, we do have this polyphone. And we'd be able to hear him over the phone
for Brian.
This is Brian with the City of Carlton. Please leave a message.
At the tone.
There you are. You might want to turn off Zoom so you're not getting that echo.
It's pretty crazy.
Can you kick him out?
There.
So, we have two water districts, Valley View and East Carlton Water Company.
Two.
And Yamhill currently has 10.
I'm sorry.
Nine.
Yamhill has 9 water districts.
9 with a couple, but some.
I'm sorry.
Oh wait, this is hold.
Can you still hear us?
Can you hear us, Brian?
I can.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Kind of bring you guys up to speed. And Sharon, you can correct me. We are receiving a grant for transmission lines study.
I'll go ahead and do the formal title so I don't screw it up either. This is the congressional grant, is that correct?
Is that the one that we modified to do to study the tie line?
So you have a grant to study the tie in?
So we're receiving a grant, and it was for study of from the treatment plant to the reservoirs, the transmission line. What we asked, and in talking with John and AKS, felt like there was enough money in that grant that we were asking for a modification to that grant to include a study of the tie line with Hillsboro on the Mount Richmond route. Is that correct, John?
Correct. Yeah, so that was in. And Sharon, I thought we actually had that grant funding, and it was just within the last month you'd gone back to ask the question about could we modify it.
What we did is we just had a webinar. I believe I want to say DEQ is administering the grant. I want to say that. We had a webinar to discuss it. They hadn't gotten final details. They did say that, EPA is administering the grant. I have to do a technical correction. We have another webinar coming up next week. I will submit that to see if we can modify, add that request for the scope of the project. So we haven't been approved to do that yet. I need to submit that and then we'll receive approval. They have just received the final details of the grant program, and so it's starting to move forward with that.
Okay.
That answer everybody's questions. If not, ask me more questions and all.
So that's kind of where we're at. You know, we've got some funding and we're trying to modify that grant to include the study of the tie line. So if that comes through, that will help us with that piece, getting from at least from Hillsboro to our end.
Sure.
You know, I don't know what Jason's thoughts or anybody's thoughts are. I like the redundancy thing. If there was a way to tie our treatment plant, Hillsboro's, Carlton's, McMinnville's, the whole, so that we could go either way. I mean, if for some reason the line from Hillsboro went down, we could reverse and feed from you guys this direction, knowing that it won't go into our reservoirs, it would just go into distribution, unless we get funding down the road to do another reservoir somewhere, which is on our list of wish list. I don't know. Thoughts, Jason, Paul, John?
For me personally, I just kind of like want to back up a little bit and just see if we can, when I say we, the city of Yamhill and Carlton can kind of forge a relationship to attack these grants together, like unified. I mean, I don't know much about the grant writing process, but is that something that's feasible, Shannon?
I think our first step in looking at that is with Senator Boquist.
Okay.
And I realize that's not a quote unquote grant.
Correct.
But ultimately, it will function like a grant. So I think that is our first step in looking, seeing if we can be successful there because we have excitement there.
Okay.
So I think that would be a good logical first step for us to take together. I agree with you. I like the idea of redundancy and being able to go back and forth from Hillsboro to McMinnville. I think it benefits everyone, but I recognize I'm also seeing it from a Carlton perspective, just like you're seeing it from a Yamhill perspective. McMinnville and Hillsboro may or may not be as in with the idea as we are. So just keeping that in mind. But
I mean, from our aspect, our support out of Hillsboro has been.
Yeah, they seem eager to
supply
us with water.
I agree. They've been very nice to work with.
They actually did some work for the city, an emergency deal, and it was very, very nice and generous about it and helped us out.
$6,000.
You look at the rates, it was cheap.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I just want to make this relationship really just clairvoyant, right? I just want to work with Carlton. Hopefully we just get to an answer. I know this is all not even at the preliminary level at this point. So whatever we can do to help out, I mean, I just really wanted to have this discussion personally, kind of just out in the open with the board.
Recording in progress.
Can I ask a question in regards to the intertidal at Hillsborough?
Yeah.
So initially, I understood that if we did the intertie with Hillsborough, that it would involve upgrading Cove Orchard. Does Cove Orchard play a role in anything the way you want to do that now, as far as hooking up to Hillsborough?
Hillsborough's recommendation was that we tie in at Patton Valley. Mm-hmm. Cove Orchard gets their water through the city of Gaston. It's right. Kind of a water district up. And so that would be a whole different avenue.
So that would not play a role in tying into Hillsborough anymore? Because like I say, my understanding is initially...
Well, initially the discussion was to tie in with Cove Orchard, but we didn't understand their infrastructure. But now we have a better understanding of discussing things with Hillsborough at this point. So that would not tie into this process at all.
Yeah, because
The city of Yamhills.
Because that would have cost a lot of money to upgrade Cove Orchard, from what I understood. And that was a big factor in all of it.
That's, in my opinion, or from what I know, that's completely off the table.
Okay.
My experience in doing grants, regional grants, you get a better chance of receiving those. I think we can do as much homework as we can and get, John, this grant will help us do that study for Patton Valley to what we were looking at and bring some things to the table.
As far as the letter of interest to Hillsborough and your planning grant to be able to look at the intertie, you're ahead of Carlton at this point. What Carlton is looking to see what materializes or doesn't materialize with Senator Boquist in his energy. And before we start on more of the planning and getting very specific. We do not have it in our capital budget or our budget right now to be able to do that planning right now. What I've recommended to my council and what the committee may want to take as a suggestion is that Jason and I work very closely, and Brian too. Sorry, Brian, I don't mean to leave you out just because you're on the phone. Work very closely together and develop a marketing material over the next month, run it by the senator, and focus on getting the senator what he needs in order to move forward next year with a funding request. We can always keep our eyes open for additional grant opportunities, but like I said, we've got energy on this one. That's why I recommended this route to my council, is let's take that energy and go with it and not dilute our effectiveness by going many different directions. We all have so much limitations on our time and so many demands on our time that channel it as efficiently as possible.
Lost my thought now.
I think we go from there, working on the fire.
Yeah. Sounds about right. That's what's nice about these meetings. It's just, we can.
John, you have any thoughts, recommendations?
Yeah, so it sounds like this initial marketing flyer, whatever it may be, is really high level, right? And so we're not talking about whether we're going up Patton Valley or Mount Richmond or the railroad grade. We're just saying we're trying to connect Yamhill and Carlton to a larger water provider and explaining the need for redundancy for the two cities.
We're looking at benefiting all of our communities by creating a regional water supply.
Yep.
Yeah. And then if we find interest in or support from the senator and funding to continue this study, that then we would start refining, you know, how the system would work between Hillsborough Yamhill or Hillsborough Carlton Yamhill, what route is best to serve the communities.
Yeah.
John, Jason, your thoughts? I know we did our letter of intent, just keep our foot in the door with Hillsborough. Would that be a recommendation that Carlton do the same thing? I mean, it doesn't lock you in to anything.
We're working on ours.
I think that would be a good plus to have.
Yeah, we're working on it.
That way, I mean, like I said, it doesn't cost us anything and didn't lock us into anything. It just put our foot in the door and holding spot.
Well, and if and when the time comes, it shows the commitment that the city has done and already taken steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, very wise move.
Thoughts on our next step, where we need, what we need to do, anything that this committee could help provide for the flyer?
Access to Jason?
I mean, we have some PowerPoints that John put together last October for when we were suffering. So we have a lot of information from then. And I believe that PowerPoint's up on the city's website.
The PowerPoint needs to be put back up there, but I can put it back up there. The audio from the town hall is on the city council page. I do have information from the grant that I'm working on for the hazard mitigation grant program on all the declarations of the state of emergency and how the governor approved it.
The city declared an emergency and the governor signed. Did she sign off on our?
The county approved it and the governor signed off. And I have more details within that grant application that I'm working on that I can send for things to substantiate that.
Wonderful. We'll work closely together.
Yeah.
I'm going to leverage your very valuable resources that you have on your staff.
Paul, anything? Kyle, you're all quiet.
I think we kind of have the direction we need to go, and that's where we'll start.
So we can help you guys out with anything. I mean, as a committee or council, let me know.
Yeah. I mean, as far as our water advisory committee, we will make recommendation to the council at their next meeting that we join forces with Carlton and work on the flyer and any grant opportunities, work towards a regional water system.
Yeah. My, as a suggestion, I know people get concerned when it's too ambiguous, but I know it's really ambiguous right now. We're trying something and we don't have all the details nailed down. So you might want to just include in your recommendation some patience.
It's
going to take time.
A lot of time.
It will not happen overnight.
No, we've been working on this for a year now. We've looked at several different options. We were looking at a second impound. As of last month, we took that off the table. Due to the cost, we felt like we were better off putting that money towards this tide line than to try and do a second impound. And so our recommendation to council was to withdraw that item off of our list And so now we're concentrating most of our effort towards this tie line. And I think the council is kind of on board with that. And so I think we'll just, in furthering that, our recommendation meeting, we'll be working with Carlton, work at this regional, you know, supplier, whatever we need to do. Makes sense.
Yep. I mean, like I said, it's pretty clear. We'll just start working. I'll start working with Shannon and we'll come do it. Step by step, we'll get there. So.
Anything to add, Shannon, before we let you go back?
Thank you for inviting me today. Thanks for inviting Brian today. Brian, thank you. I'll be headed back to the office to learn whatever you were just working on when you called me.
okay.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for having me today. I appreciate the partnership. I think together, this is a situation where we all benefit. We all need to be proactive and look for regional solutions. This is not going to get any better. Mm-hmm. It's only going to get worse. And the more we can leverage our voices, the more opportunities we're going to have. I was talking to Jason a little bit, is that we have an unprecedented opportunity with the infrastructure money that the federal government is putting forth. And as a small community, we have just as much right to sit at the table for those monies as a Portland or a Boise or anywhere else. So we just need to make sure that we're working together, focusing our energies and leveraging the resources.
That's good. Again, we thank you for coming. Thank Carlton for coming forward and wanting to participate with us. I think that's a big plus. Anything else before we?
I don't have anything.
Paul, anything? Again, thank you, Shannon.
Yeah,
thank appreciate you. It. We look forward to working with you guys in the future.
I get to go see what emergency I'm going to.
We're adjourned.
Thank you so much.
Have a good night.